What I want to talk about today is my hobby horse in this is multiple chronic conditions and how they become manifested, looking at the effects. And we just keep exploring this area. So I want to begin by thanking my co-authors, Xu Fang, who she is kind of the side of my brain that runs all the data, and so I rely upon that. And then Shinji and Janan, who work tirelessly to make me a better scientist, and I appreciate that. I have no disclosures. This is a standard CDC disclaimer. But in order to begin to frame this, more from a public policy issue than a kind of a data issue, is that I think over the last decade or so, we've kind of begun to discover that people, especially people aging, have multiple chronic conditions and instead of single chronic conditions. Yeah, we established a care system and a research system that views these as siloed conditions, and we try to find people who experience those. So there was kind of a watershed article or publication by a guy named Gerald Anderson, who did a publication for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, analyzing MEPS data. And so he sliced and diced and chopped the data in a variety of ways to begin to understand chronic conditions and their effects. And so in that study, this is not mine, but this is really validating for me, what he showed using a broad case definition of vision disorders was that vision disorders in the general population ranked seventh at 11.2%. And no hypertension's first, but so it's a high ranking a disorder. But then among older people over the age of 65, it in fact ranks fifth at 23%. So I look at that study, and it's validating in so far that his analysis is showing the importance of vision impairment in this investigation of chronic conditions. And then in December 2010, the Department of Health and Human Services came out with a study called Multiple Chronic Conditions, a Strategic Framework. And it was a conceptual study. It was not populated with any examples of chronic conditions, namely because you mentioned one chronic condition and then other people want their chronic conditions mentioned. So it was kind of chronic condition free. But it began with how you conceptually address this very complex issue from surveillance systems, looking at disparities, looking at intervention design, and so forth. So it populated this conceptual framework. When I read that, I saw vision throughout. Every topic that was raised, I could see how vision was played out. Interestingly, this study, the genesis of this study, relied very heavily upon Gerald Anderson's previous work on multiple chronic conditions. Then, this is our little history lesson, in April of this year, a paper came out from a study group in HHS that examined, kind of dealt with this business of, you know, what is a chronic condition, and then a list of what those chronic conditions would be. So what happens is we have this awareness of chronic condition, multiple chronic conditions. It comes trippingly off the tongue as we understand that. And people nod their head when we mention that. But then it's, well, what's the list? What's the common chronic conditions that we're talking about? So what investigators do is they contrive their own list of what's available to them instead of a standard list. And so this was kind of an effort to begin to address that. And so what this investigation identified then were 20 chronic conditions, and there was a systematic way of identifying these. I don't want to just say it was ad hoc. Obviously, hypertension is kind of the top of everybody's list. At the bottom of this list is schizophrenia and substance abuse disorders, drug and alcohol, and then kind of in the middle a whole bunch of things. One thing I would note is vision is not on the list. And I can tell you why. The study group looked at three different data sets. One data set had a question about glaucoma and cataract, and so they had disease. Another question had a question about visual function, so it was a functional question. And a third question just asked about limitation, kind of a broad question. So somebody from a vision point of view could look at that and say, yeah, vision is in there, it's not well defined, it's conflicting conceptual frameworks, but maybe we could tease that out. But in each of those surveys, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, all of these, there was a lot of continuity. So vision fell out of this study. My first question had to do with, well, what's the role, why isn't vision on the list? And then what's the effect of vision impairment and chronic conditions? So what we did then was, this is cross-sectional design. We looked at 2007-2011 health interview survey data. There were 27,000 people in the study over the age of 65. There are two NHIS vision questions in this sample. There's just those for those of you who don't know, in 2002-2008, there's a vision module, so it's multiple questions. We're just looking at two questions, and that is, do you have any trouble seeing even when wearing glasses or contact lenses? And are you blind or unable to see? So our case definition for this was a positive response to either of those questions. And when we looked at those over the age of 65, 14.6% of those over the age of 65 reported difficulty seeing, a positive response to either of those questions. Okay. So then what I wanted to do then was then drill down into that a little bit, and I wanted to see the prevalence of vision impairment among people who have chronic conditions. And I have to give credit to Shinji. We were having a little discussion in my office a year or two ago. And what I've always done is I separated out people with vision impairment, kind of look at those, and then you compare people with vision impairment. And Shinji, in his wisdom, said, well, really what you want to know is within this group of people with chronic conditions, how many of them have vision impairment? So I stole his idea. Blatantly. So what I'm doing here now is looking at eight conditions from the list of 20. And these just kind of make sense because of the data set that we have. I looked at hypertension, heart disease, stroke, arthritis, asthma, cancer, and kidney disease and diabetes. And so in the general population, what you see is some of these conditions are very common, like hypertension, 61%. This is general population, 62%. Half the population have, over the age of 65, have arthritis. So kind of high prevalence, low effect. But then you have conditions like stroke at 8.6% and kidney disease at 4.3% that have dramatic effects on people's lives. So it's not just the high prevalence that's important. But then the question was, of each of those groups, what percent of people with hypertension, heart disease, stroke, and so forth have vision impairment? And so remember, it's about 14% in the general older population. So people with hypertension are slightly more higher. People with heart disease, 20%, 14 to 20. 25%, a quarter, of those with stroke report vision problems. And so forth. So kidney, for people with kidney disease, 29% of people with kidney disease. Now you start playing this out a little bit, and we can talk about that in a bit, but, you know, I think about stroke rehab. For people who have stroke, they manifest stroke because mobility impairment, cognition, and speech problems. And so vision problems might not be readily apparent. So, but yet 25% of people with stroke are reporting vision problems. Now, here's what I wanted to do then, is I wanted then just to see, are women more likely than men in each of these groups to report vision problems? And in many cases, they are, not universally, but while 14.6% of men with hypertension report vision impairment, about 18% of women with heart disease, it's 16 to 23%. And out of the eight conditions, the differences between men and women were significant in among five of those. So gender is important in this. It's worth paying attention to. So you see the odds ratios, with heart disease at 1.4, asthma 1.4. Now, then the next question that I had was among people with, comparing people with without vision impairment and people with vision impairment, are people with vision impairment who report hypertension, are they more likely to report fair poor health? I wanted some outcome variable, so this is just the one I chose. We could have any number of outcome variables. But what's interesting to me about this is that, well, 26% of people with hypertension without vision impairment report fair poor health, 46% of people with vision impairment report poor health. So there's more going on here. With heart disease, 38% of people with heart disease and no vision impairment report fair poor health, but that goes to 61%. So these differences are substantial. Most of these, I think, are significant. And then what I wanted, so here we know that people with vision impairment are more likely to report poor outcomes. And then my question was, well, is there a differential in gender? And essentially, the response to that is no. They're by and large the same. So men and women with vision impairment are about as likely to report fair poor health. But as a group, they're much more likely to have that. So I think this gives us a little insight. So kind of take home messages in this is that there's a high percent of people with chronic conditions who report vision impairment, worth paying attention to. Women often report a higher percent of vision impairment than men who have chronic conditions. People with vision loss and chronic conditions report poor health, but there's no difference among men and women in terms of self-reported poor health. So this kind of gets back to the SAW that we tend to champion in here, is just the importance of primary eye care, people getting in and getting that problem at the front end of this whole thing. It suggests to me the importance that we begin to address in some kind of systematic way, the importance of multiple chronic conditions, and begin to tailor health promotion activities that would include people with vision impairment so the materials are accessible. It means in some cases we just have to pay attention to the gender issues. It may not be overwhelming, but it's certainly worth paying attention to. And the effects, then, this propelling effect, then, of vision impairment with other chronic conditions, I think has serious consequences beyond just self-reported health, and we want to understand those and explore those, and that's kind of where this line of research will go. And then I want to come back to the original list of 20 items. It's just curious to me that as serious as vision is in this investigation, that some measure of vision did not show up in this list of chronic conditions, and so we're not kind of going back and trying to reinterpret that. So thank you very much. And for those of you who have been to Atlanta recently, this is the new headquarters on Clifton Road, and it's pretty high cotton for CDC.